I'd rather not start with any backstory. I'm too busy for that right now. Planning the escape? Stealing my older brother's fake ID? He's lying about his height, by the way. And strategizing high-protein snacks for an overnight voyage to the single most dangerous city on Earth, New York City. If I neglect to tell you that I'm 4'8", feel free to picture me a few inches taller. 5'9", with broad, slam-dunking hands, and a girlfriend in high school, and a clear, unblemished face. Pretend I look like that. I do. Except exactly the opposite, plus a little worse. But at least I'm singing my way through the 8th grade, pretending my whole existence is underscored. No pressure, but if you pull this off, you are going to be my hero forever. This is Libby, my best friend. Libby's standing in my backyard tonight, lit only by the moon. Although, it might actually be the neighbor's motion-activated floodlight. That's their dog. Yes, she's definitely being lit by their floodlight. Libby, if I don't pull this off and make it back home by tomorrow night, I'm dead. Like, my parents will never let me leave Western Pennsylvania again. The neighbor's floodlight clicks off. And for a moment, it's just me and Libby and a sky of rural darkness. Close your eyes, Libby says. And when I do, and she doesn't take my hand and put a treat into it, a lucky rabbit's foot once, tickets to a tour of Les Mis another time, I sense something new is about to happen. And just as I'm opening my eyes again and watching her coming at me like I'm a chocolate donut, her mouth open and eyes closed and arms reaching out to me, my brother pulls up in his pickup truck into the side yard, high beams on full blast. 16-year-olds always drive with their high beams on to make up for their insecurity and lack of experience manning a 7-ton death toaster. What are you freaks doing out here? He says, slamming the truck door and turning his baseball hat around backward. Libby moves away and looks at the stars. We're hanging out here because there's supposed to be a meteor shower tonight, she says, lying to Anthony. I'm the only person she doesn't lie to. And your little brother and I never miss a show. Listen, Anthony says, walking over to us but stopping a full 8 feet away, like we're going to infect him with terminal jazz hands or something. I've got a huge meet tomorrow in Elkippa, and I have to be up at the crack of butt. So if you're planning on staying up all night playing your theater games, howling at the moon like a couple of actresses, you might as well sleep at Libby's. Perfect. He's playing right into the plan. By tomorrow morning, I'll be in New York City.